Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of worship. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. I praise you, Jesus. You're worthy tonight, Master. We worship you in this place. Brother Grissom is right. There's a sweet spirit in this place. Let's entertain him for a moment. We worship you, Jesus. We magnify you. We lift you up. I worship you. I worship you. You're so good to us. Thank you, Lord. You're wonderful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you, Master. I need you. I need you, Jesus. I need you. I worship you, Master. You're so good to us. I'm indebted to you. I am indebted to you, Jesus. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you, Master. Oh, you're everything. You are everything. Let's sing it with her.
Abba, Father.
Hallelujah.
You are worthy of our praise. To you our hands we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God.
Yes, He is.
You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of our praise.
Why don't you reach out to Him?
To you
and see what He will do in this place.
You
He is here.
Awesome
I worship you. I worship
God.
You. I want what you feel after
you
the Lord.
Awesome
place. Whatever you need.
God.
Whatever you need tonight.
You
He is able
awesome
to touch you.
Place.
He is able to heal you. He is able to give you some strength, some courage to walk and keep on moving along. We serve a great and mighty God. He has no equal. Why don't we worship Him? Why don't we pour our heart out to Him? Why don't we lift our hands and our voices? Why don't we stretch ourselves to Him who is in this place? I worship you, Jesus,
of
our praise. Yes, you are worthy tonight, Jesus.
You are awesome in this place.
Oh, yes, you are.
Oh, you are awesome
in this place.
Mighty God, you are awesome
in this place. Abba, Father,
you are worthy of our praise.
To you our lives we raise.
You're awesome in this place. Mighty God,
oh yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you.
Speak to us, Master.
Thank
Speak
you,
to us, God.
Yes.
I am in control. I am supreme deity. There is no other beside me. I am the only true and living God, and I hold all power. And yes, I am able to heal. I am able to strengthen and to encourage. But I'm leaving in your hands this evening. Will you worship me? Will you honor me with your life? Will your life be a sacrifice, a sweet-smelling Savior, to me? I will work in your midst. I am willing. I want to touch you. I do seek those that honor me with their life and walk uprightly before me with integrity in their hearts. I will honor you. I will bless you. I will anoint you. I will encourage you, and I will heal your body. Be not afraid of what you see and what they say. Just be faithful. Be consistent, and I will make you not ashamed.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I worship you.
Hallelujah.
What a sweet Hallelujah. Spirit in this place.
Hallelujah.
Let's lift our hands and worship Him. Let's lift our hands and worship the Master. He's in control in this place. We give you glory, Master. We give you honor. We lift our hands up to you. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We worship you, Master. We worship you. You're working, God. You're working. You're working, Master. You're working. I thank you, Jesus. I praise your name. I praise your name, Jesus. I praise your name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I worship you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. I praise the name of the Lord. Sister Pedersen, God wants to encourage you tonight. He knows exactly where you are. I thank you, Jesus. Don't be afraid, sister. God knows your situation. And He is concerned about you. And He wants to give you more joy. He wants to give you more peace. He wants you to feel confident. He wants to give you great riches. Sister, God wants to bless you tonight. And not only tonight, He wants to wake you up in the morning with a song in your heart. He wants to give you some joy. He wants to give you a spring in your step. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's worship Him. Let's worship Him, church. Let's worship Him. Let's worship Him. Let's magnify the Lord. Let's lift Him up. Speak to us, God. Speak to us, God. Speak to us, God. Speak to us, God. Speak to us, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, move in this place. I feel a moving of spirit.
Oh,
we've heard about it. We've even talked about it. We've preached about it. There is an anointing in this place. There is healing in this place, Brother Lozano. Yes, God can heal you. God will touch your body. God is able. And you don't have to be somebody special. You don't have to dress just right. You don't have to wear clothes just perfect. You don't have to comb your hair. Hallelujah, just right. You don't have to act just perfect. You don't have to have intellect just so astounding that God cannot touch you. Hallelujah, all you have to have is faith in Him and a belief that God is able. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's give Him praise, church. Let's give Him praise. Let's give Him worship. Hallelujah, I feel a liberty in the house tonight. I don't know what you need, but if you need it, why don't you cry out to Him? Why don't you lift your voice up? Why don't you spring up to your feet? Hallelujah. Why don't you lift your hands to Him? Hallelujah. He's the healer. He's the one that does the work. He's the one that heals. He's the one that strengthens. Hallelujah. He's the one that encourages. He's the one that gives us peace. Thank you, Jesus. We don't have to look nowhere else. We don't have to look beyond. We don't have to look at intellectual ideas. We don't have to look at some textbook. All we have to do is look into the perfect law of liberty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the perfect law of liberty. Can you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I feel like there's somebody that wants to reach out to the Lord, and they feel that maybe this is their time. I feel like there's somebody in this place tonight that wants to get something from the Lord that they need. Hallelujah. Did you come into the house of the Lord? You just thought that this was a Wednesday night, a common Wednesday night. You just thought that you just threw on your best clothes and you came to church. Maybe you just barely made it here on time tonight. You just thought it was by chance this was just another Wednesday night. But I want you to know this is not just another Wednesday night. This is some place that we can get something from the Lord. This is a place that we can receive strength. This is a place that we can receive healing. This is a place that we can receive our joy. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Praise the name of the Lord. Can you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I worship you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Can you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Isn't God good to us?
Yes,
praise the name of the Lord. You don't have to have great education. Thank God for that. You don't even have to be a C student. All you got to be is hungry and thirsty.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You didn't have to be a well-educated. You don't have to be that. Ask that little woman that came to the well. She was an outcast. Hallelujah. God, He loves us.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what others think about us. It only matters what He thinks.
That's right.
And when it matters what He thinks to you,
amen,
you can get what you need from Him.
Uh-huh.
And praise the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I love you tonight, Jesus. Praise God. I want to read a scripture to you. I didn't plan this. Thank goodness. Hallelujah. I can't do it well enough. The Lord knows, Raymond. I worship you, Master. You're so good to us. I love you. I worship you. I worship you. There's some sweet spirit of God in this place. I worship you. I worship you. We're not in a hurry, are we? I really want the will of God. Because He can do it better than I can. I worship you, Master. I lean on you. I look to you, Jesus. I worship you tonight. Speak to us. Minister to us. Have your way.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. This is not what I planned on saying, but I'm going to say it anyway. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. I struggled with this. I struggled not with this scripture, but with this service tonight. Brother Grissom asked me to say something, and when he asked me, I said, "Oh man." I worship you, Jesus. I can't work it out. I can't pull a tape measure on it. I can't cut it just right. I can't really find the wrench that fits it. But I know that He knows all about it. And He can take care of it. As long as I get in and I line up, and I fall in line with His word. He said He's a promise for you, Raymond. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We're not going to be left out in the cold. We just get in Him. Hallelujah. Verse 9 says, "For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." Every bit of it. He fills every crevice. He makes it smooth. He runs just right. He doesn't spill over the edge, but he's just right there, just perfect. Where there's a notch, he just knows how to go just right around it. I worship you, Master. I love you. And you are complete in Him. Hallelujah. You are complete in Him. Praise the name of the Lord. I was, and you can be seated if you want to. Praise the name of the Lord. I was thinking, I got a whole 3 pages full of stuff here. Maybe I'll get to it. I don't know. But I was thinking, Master, I feel like I'm just not ready. I don't need to be up here. I'm not the man for the job. Master, you can call somebody else to do this. More qualified than I am. You call Brother Martin, he can do a good job. Brother Hart, he can do a good job. Let Brother Grissom do it. He's the pastor of the church. But I felt the Lord said, "No, Raymond, it's you." Hallelujah. And it's you. For Him. He's chosen you. And when He chooses, He qualifies. Hallelujah. And I want you to know tonight that you are complete in Him. Hallelujah. You don't have to reach outside for an answer. You just stay inside. You just stay inside of Him. And you are complete in Him. And He'll give you what you need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know what you need tonight. But I'm certain you can have what you need in this place. God is in the house. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't care. I don't care tonight where you come from or where you've been, but you can have what you need in this house. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Old Testament says that that God puts His name on the house. And where His name is, there's His Spirit also. Praise the name of the Lord. And I want you to know tonight, you are a masterpiece. Praise the name of the Lord. You are something, you are a creation of Him. And He is the creator. He is the master artist. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can you say amen? And God can touch you. And let Him draw your portrait. Let Him paint the lines on the canvas of your life. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. For you are His workmanship, created in Christ unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in Him. In Him. In Him. In Him. In Him. Say in Him with me. In Him. In Him. That's where it is. You're right, Brother Grissom. That's where it's at. It's in Him. It's in Him. Can you say in Him? Everything you need is in Him. And there ain't nothing outside of Him that you need. Everything that you need is in Him. Because He is the answer. If you're looking for the answer tonight, I'm telling you, it's in Him. It's not in some idea, Brother Wesley, but it's all in Him. You can have it. It's free. You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to come up with $20. You ain't got to come up with some idea, some new car to switch out with Him. You don't even have to have a 454 Chevrolet. You don't have to have any of that. You don't have to have a fancy guitar, Brother Wesley. All you got to do is just get in. Get in Him. And how do you do that? How do you get in Him? Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus showed up. Or rather, when a man showed up and asked Jesus, he said, Master, we know that you're a teacher come from God, because nobody else can do miracles like you do except God be with him. Well, he was right. He was right. He was clued in a little bit. And Jesus said to him, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom. Doesn't it say see? See the kingdom. And he said, how can a man be born again when he's old? How is this? It's a mystery to me. I see. I'm sure he had to have been an older gentleman. I'm sure he was. I'm sure he wasn't a young guy. But the way you ask him, how can he be born again when he's old? Because he probably was old. He said, does he enter the second time into his mother's womb? See, the world tries to make it complicated. Yeah. Tries to make it so hard, so impossible. Oh my goodness, you mean there's only one God? I thought there was a multiple of gods. How can one God do all of this? That's what the devil wants you to believe. There's just more than one God doing all this. One God can't work this all out. No, I'm telling you, he can, because he is one God. And you don't have to get in three. You don't have to get in four. All you got to do is get in one. One God. Get in him, because you can be complete in him. In him. He said you could. If he said it, then you can. And so there's no variableness in him. He's not going to mislead you. He's not going to misdirect you. Because all the answers are in him. He don't have to look outside. He don't counsel with somebody else. Whole group of guys. He don't counsel with those. He don't counsel. He don't call up the great theologian and ask his opinion. But he counsels with his own will. Because he's God and he's sovereign. He's so smart. He don't need nobody else. That ain't like me. I need you. But God don't need anybody else. You just get in him. He said, except a man be born again of water and spirit, that he could not enter in the everlasting life. He couldn't do it. So just get in him tonight, because he has the answer. When you're baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, you're taking on his name. The blood is applied. It's working. I'm telling you, devil's a liar. Don't let the devil lie to you and tell you this is just water. Well, I'm telling you, yeah, it is just water. Let's see. It's just water. It's just water. But there's something in this water. And it's just not wet. It gets in on the inside. And when it gets on the inside, then it can be expressed on the outside. And God uses stuff like that. Because you're a portrait. You're his masterpiece. And he puts you on display so others can see your life. Because remember, he's the master. He's the workman. And you are the workmanship created in Christ. In Christ is where the answer is. Just get in him. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't get outside of him. Because I'm telling you, it's treacherous out there. You can't handle it. The devil's had, about 4,000 years experience? I don't know if that's right, but it's close, 6,000 years experience. Has anybody got any kind of experience like that? No, I don't. They say he roars. Well, it does say he roars, but I'm telling you, he's got a bite too. And you're no match for him, so just get in. The presence of God. Let God fight your battles. Let God do the work. Just get in. Just worry about walking uprightly before him. Worry about meditating on his word. That's what the scripture says, isn't it? Well, I love that scripture. Let me run to it right quick. I think I've read it before. I think I could probably quote it, but I don't want to mess it up. It's too sweet, too nice of a scripture. Quote it with me. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel
of the ungodly. Stand in the way of sinners. You don't have to do that. Or sitteth in a seat, stand in the way of sinners, sit in the seat of the scornful. Say that again.
But his delight.
That's good. That's the key. That's the key. Delight yourself in the Lord. Where at? Where at? In the Lord. Why? Because there is no answers outside of Him. It's all in Him. Stay in there. Stay engaged. Brother Grissom said it. Stay connected. I'm telling you, because this atmosphere outside of Him, you can't survive. I'm telling you, an astronaut goes on the moon, he pulls his helmet off, he's not going to survive very long. I'm telling you, we're not made to survive in an atmosphere where there is no oxygen, where there's no life. We're made to survive in an atmosphere of praise, an atmosphere of worship, in an atmosphere of prayer. What did Paul say? He said, pray always. Pray, be in the spirit of prayer. And the world would like to say, how can I pray all day? That don't make no sense. But I'm telling you, it does in Him. You can walk in the Spirit. I'm telling you, don't be afraid to walk in the Spirit. Don't let the devil say that, well, I sin every day. I'm telling you, that's a lie. That is a lie. I'm telling you, here, I can prove it. It's a lie. I can prove it by the Word of God. See, if you can't prove it by the Word of God, then it's a lie. It's not in Him. It's outside. Because the Scripture says that the Spirit of, if you are the Son of God, then you're led by the Son, Spirit of God. And I want to ask you a question tonight. Will the Spirit of God mislead you? Will the Word of God mislead you? Will that light of the Word of the Lord mislead you and misguide you? And if you're led by the Spirit of God, He's not going to lead you to sin. He's not going to lead you to a treacherous cliff. He's not going to misguide you. But He's going to think good things toward you, and He's going to bless you because you're in the Spirit of the Lord. God is good to us tonight. Can you say amen? But His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in His law doth He meditate day and night. It reminds me of one of the old great men of the Old Testament, Daniel. He meditated on the Word of the Lord. Every time I read this, I think of him. Scripture says he prayed three times a day. Wow. Three times a day. In the morning, I could just see him right before he had to go to his duties. He'd get up out of bed and he'd go over to the window, the east window. And he, wasn't that right, Brother Grissom? The east window? And he'd raise that window up. I believe you. You're one God. I could just hear him saying it. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. You hear that? The one God. He'd worship that one true and living God. And to the world, that one God was a death sentence, but not to him. But he was strength. He was power. He helped him see clearly. See, if you get in the Spirit of the Lord, then you can have the right perspective. You can understand therein. And like David said, he said when he almost slipped. Almost slipped, but it didn't. Some people like to say that it slipped, but it didn't slip, because he went in the house of the Lord. He was in the presence of God, and when he was in the presence of God, he seen therein. Everything was lined up, put right in perspective. So I don't care how hard and how difficult, Sister Sandy, the devil wants to make it. It ain't hard. Just get in. Just keep on keeping on. Just stay still and just be faithful. Just keep on keeping on, because the Lord is your strength. The Lord is your power. The Lord is your refuge. The Lord is your strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. The Lord is our strength. Because He delighted Himself in the law of the Lord, and He meditated on it day and night. That morning He got up, He went to the window, and He worshiped. And He read the Scripture. He was a pretty smart fella. He was able to take it to the king. Say, King, your name is in here. Did you see that? And that, it got the king all excited. See, that wasn't really coming from Daniel's intellect, but that was wisdom coming from God. God will make a way when there seems to be no way. You might just come up to a precipice. You may come up to a cliff. You may come up to a wall. But I want you to know God is able to split that rock right down the middle, open it up, and you can just walk right on through. God is able to do that. Who believes that tonight? I don't know what you're facing, what your dilemma is. I don't know where you are tonight, but I'm telling you, serve a God who can split the Red Sea. I'm telling you tonight, you serve a God that is able to keep you in the storm. When the ship breaks up, He can float along there a piano and you just get right up on it. Or He can make a wave come along just right and push you right on to the shore where you can't touch bottom before. But I'm telling you now, you're walking on solid ground. Don't be afraid to step out, Brother Alonzo. Don't be afraid to walk out on the faith of God. Don't be afraid to stand upon His Word. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Let God work in your life, church. Don't be afraid. Praise the name of the Lord. You shall be like a tree. I love trees. I love trees. Big trees. There's something about a big old tree that's just refreshing. I don't know about you, but I love to see a big tree. I like to look at it. Just look at those and wonder about that tree. Well, how old is that tree? And it's and all the things that it's seen. How long has it been there? And who has passed along in front of this tree? Maybe who climbed this tree? Who stood in front of this tree and thought about it just like I'm thinking about it? Because it stood the test of time, and it grew. The floods came, and it rose up. The wind blew, and the hail beat against it. All the turmoil that it's faced, it still stood still. It was made of something that kept it there. Its roots reached way deep and found a source. Then gave it life strength. And that's what we need to do tonight, church, is we need to dig deep. Let our roots get deep in the Word of God. Let us find that stream of living water. Stay connected. I'm telling you, there may be some rough times ahead. There may be some times that you can't depend on your brother or your sister. Or you can't depend on a ride to church. You can't depend on a Tuesday night prayer meeting. You can't depend on the doctor's education and ability to distinguish what he needs to do. You can't depend on that. You can't depend on next week's paycheck. You can't depend on that. You can't depend on that car starting up. You can't depend on them brand new tires you just bought. You can't depend on that insurance policy. I'm telling you, you can't depend on those kind of things. You can't depend on electricity being on. You can't depend on happiness every time you wake up. I'm telling you, there's going to be some disappointments. But I'm telling you, there's something about the joy of the Lord is your strength. There's something about that that's not just rosy and happy all the time. I'm telling you, there's something called joy of the Lord. I'm telling you, there's something that God, that you can tap into if you'll let your roots run deep in the Word of God, that'll give you strength in the storm. I don't care what the world does, and I don't care what the devil says. I don't care if the night It never, the light never shines again. I want you got to be faithful. You got to make up your mind that you're going to stay in this thing. You don't want to fall back, but you're going to fall forward. Just keep on. Just keep on getting up. Just keep on moving forward. Just keep on pressing forward. I'm telling you, come on, child of God. Come on, child of God. Just keep on. I don't care if there's nobody here to just keep on. I don't care if there's 10 people. I don't care if they all move off. Just keep on coming. Just keep on being faithful. Just keep on struggling. Keep on striving. Don't give up. Don't listen to him. Because I'm telling you, you're going to die someday. Someday, if the Lord don't return and would not catch us away, you're going to die. And all of your life you've lived is going to amount to that last breath. I'm telling you, I have seen it over and over, drawing their last breath. And every time I think of the same things, thinking about what did they do to prepare for that one moment. For that, I think about that often. And I'm not completely consumed with it, but I am almost consumed with it. I want to live my life in such a way that I can see that day. I know that day's a coming. I know I've got to be ready. And the only way that I can be ready for that day is that I be ready for this day. And the only way I can be ready for this day is that I get in the presence of God. That I stay in the presence of God. If I fall down, I'm going to get back up. I've made up my mind. Is there a few people in this place tonight made up their mind? Are you with me? Are you with me? Can you say your mind is made up? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Is your mind made up? Praise the name of the Lord. Praise God's good to us, isn't he? Well, it's 8:15. I'm going to try to quit. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God is good to us, isn't he? Hallelujah. I'm going to make a point here, then I'm going to quit. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to tell you about a man named Norman Rockwell. Norman captured the spirit of America, and he delicately defined it by lines and shadows and colors, all vividly expressed on a canvas, bringing to life again a moment that was stored away in the gallery of our minds. He memoired the experiences of ordinary Americans. In 1943, during the Second World War, Rockwell painted Four Freedoms series. Are you familiar with that? The series was inspired by a speech by Franklin Roosevelt, in which he describes four principles for universal right. Freedom from want, freedom of speech, freedom to worship, and freedom from fear. And Rockwell's techniques and styles were only dimmed by the light of his subject matter. He records the time of our pride in the United States of America. Generally speaking, we are fascinated by what he has painted, not really what he has painted or how, or rather by how he's painted it, but by what he's painted. These are his masterpieces. Not only do they capture our attention by carefully defining each line with colors and shadows, but it accents the spirit of innocence and arrests the character of principles. Only a master can impart in pieces such emotion like he did. He displayed his craftsmanship with skill. The masterpiece, an event, an invitation, investment of a master, and that's what he had. He was a master artist. He knew how to capture moments in portrait. You could look at the pictures and you could feel an expression. You could look at it and you could see a time of days gone by. And I'm thinking of how he painted this of thankfulness. There's a picture of Thanksgiving. excuse me, and it was this freedom of want. Remember the picture? All of you probably have seen it, him laying the turkey on the table. And how, and it's so interesting, he could bring out a feeling from that portrait. He could display emotion. And what the picture, you really didn't look at the picture and see the lines, but you looked at the picture and you thought of the feeling that it portrays. You wanted to know about the artist. You wanted to know, how can a man paint a picture like this? How can a man draw a line and look like a portrait? How can a man capture emotion with pencil and color? How can he define an emotion like that? Well, I want you to know tonight, you are a masterpiece. You are God's masterpiece. God has put things into your life to display His character to the world. You are a epistle known and read of all men. Your life is on display. God loved Israel, but He loved her as a property. But He loved the church as a bride. And you are His masterpiece. Your life is a portrait. Your life, when you get in the presence of God and you let God paint your life, because I'm telling you, He's skillful. He knows exactly where to put the line, put the shadow. He knows exactly what to do. He knows how to bring out a fragrance in your life. He can squeeze you until you pour what He wants you to pour out. God can do that. Don't resist the Spirit of God. Get in His presence. When you hear Him call, go to Him. When He says to you, come, let's pray, go do it. When He says, let's read the Word, go do it. When He says, don't say that, don't say it. Hear, you can hear Him. You can hear what He's saying. And you have heard Him. And He's speaking to your life. He's telling you some things tonight. You're thinking about it. As I'm talking to you, He's reminding you of something. Be sensitive enough to Him that you can obey Him, because I'm telling you, it's going to take overcoming it to make it. You've got to overcome. You don't have a choice. You make it your life's ambition to be able to walk with Him. Be able to walk uprightly before Him in the integrity of your heart. Be able to worship Him when you come to church. Be able to praise Him when you come to church. Be able to pray with others in the altar that need prayer. Be able to be sensitive enough to God to know what to do out there when you face things that you don't know the answer to. Be able to be sensitive enough to Him to make it to the very end. Let's all stand and worship the Lord. Praise the name of God. Let's lift our hands up and worship Him. I worship You tonight, Jesus. I want to get in the presence of God. I want to get in Your presence, Lord, where everything is made right, where Your blood is applied and I can be relieved of my burdens. And I can feel Your presence, God, and take away my condemnation. Help me, Lord, tonight to reach out to You. Help me, God, to strive to be what I need to be. I'm asking You, God, for Your grace. I'm asking You, God, for Your mercy. I'm asking You, Lord, for Your long-suffering. Help us, Lord, to be a portrait. A beautiful portrait done by a master's hand. Paint my life, God. And help me, Lord, to be still long enough, God, to hear Your voice so You can paint my image. So I can see you in me, and You can see me in You. Master, bless us tonight. Hallelujah. I worship You. I thank You, God, for Your goodness. God is good to us. Can you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. It's never been more clear that there is a way that is right and there's a way that's wrong. There's a way that pleases God and there's a way that displeases God. In my lifetime, the road has never been as marked as clearly as it is today. It's not hard to know what's right. It's not hard to see what's right. Sometimes it's not easy to do what's right, because sometimes we have to pay a price to do that. Sometimes it costs us something. So it's not always easy, but we always know. Is that correct? Amen. It's not hard to know, even if it's hard to do. Amen. Praise God. Beautiful message. Amen. We are, the Bible said, we're His workmanship, or His masterpiece. Amen. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Everybody say good works. God wants us to do good works. Amen. Which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. There's a way that God made, and it's ours tonight. Amen. I want to walk in that light, walk in that truth, walk in that way that pleases Him. The Bible said that if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from our sins. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're in a path tonight, a right way. Let's just stay with it. Let's just stay with it. Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody feel Jesus here tonight? Isn't this beautiful? What a wonderful presence of the Lord. What a beautiful word of the Lord. Amen. God has done some good things for us here tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, something beautiful. Something